By 1987, Clack was off to this apparent gold mine of tetrapods, taking along a student, Per Alberg. It was a big undertaking.
And of course it was possible that we were going to find almost nothing, or at least nothing new. So the potential was there on the one hand for spectacular success and on the other hand for considerable embarrassment.
At first, it looked more like embarrassment.
As the week wore on, or the first 2 weeks wore on, we still hadn't found the locality that we were looking for. We were beginning to think, are we on the right mountain?
Then Clack saw something.
It was covered with dirt and soil. It very nearly got thrown on scrap heap. But fortunately, we brushed some of the dirt off and we could see part of a skull.
Clack's team had not found the transitional form between fish and tetrapods, but she had found something almost as rare. It was another species of Devonian tetrapod, a species called Acanthostega. Different from Jarvix, but clearly sharing the same ancestry, and therefore also related to humans. Acanthostega was only the second complete Devonian tetrapod ever to be found.